Welcome, 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 everyone. It is Jabroni, aka Finny, sitting here for another amazing episode of Misguided Shenanigans with, as always, my brother from another mother, Nick.
What up, baby?
How's it going, man?
Great, man. I'm beat.
Beat?
I'm beat. Yeah, I'm beat. It's been a hell of a week.
Yeah.
Start
a new gig.
Yeah, man. Yeah, start a new gig. It's I won't go into it, like where it is and all that, but really, really intriguing company, kind of off the path of what I've been doing. It's not digital marketing, which I'm kind of excited about. I didn't hate digital marketing, but you know, sometimes you just gotta switch gears, man. And I think this is a good choice. It's just been my schedule's 9 to 6, which I'm not used to, right? I'm used to the 8 to 5 or 7:30 to 4:30 or whatever it is.
You're on my schedule, man. That's the schedule I work as a 9 to 6er.
Yeah, man.
It's brutal, so, man.
It's different, dude. It's different. You know, 5 o'clock rolls around and like, oh yeah. Oh shit. I got another hour. But I mean, so far so good, dude. I'm having a good time with it. A lot of training this week. In fact, for the next 6 weeks, because it's a pretty in-depth position. Of something I've never done before. So
very nice.
I'm excited. Now, I'm excited.
9 to 6. Like, I don't know. To me, I'm kind of torn. Like, I like being able to sleep in, you know, fix me some breakfast, take a shower, like take my time getting ready. And then I roll into work, but then I hate getting off at 6 o'clock. Cause I feel like it's so late. Yeah. So I have a love hate relationship with it. And I've been working this schedule for a year and a few months now. So, but for you,
well, for me, yeah, for me, it's a little bit different. Like, I'm up at 6-ish, 6:15, get up, you know, get Zach some breakfast, get him out, you know, because we have to drive him to school because there's no fucking bus drivers here in Arden, North Carolina. So get him to school. And then as soon as I drop him at the school, I'm at the gym. So from, you know, 7:25 to 8:40. I push it to 8:40 because I need to get that last rep in there. And then, you know, once I get back from the gym, I take a quick 5-minute shower and I'm on the computer. So my mornings are pretty hectic, but you know, I gotta keep getting the gym time in, man. I started it six months ago and down 20 pounds. Like, I gotta keep it up, bro. I gotta keep it up.
There's two things I'm really trying to get into this year, which is, excuse me, still got a cough from the sickness a couple months ago, a month ago, but
hey, been less than that. A couple weeks, you've been starting to feel better now.
Yeah, a couple weeks I've been feeling better, but still got that lingering cough. But anyways, trying to get into working out again and getting back to exercising, and then the other one, working on getting back into music. So. Yep. Started doing some drum lessons over the weekend with my youngest son, who got a drum set for Christmas.
Nice.
So started with like the basics and the rhythm, and me and the oldest are going to learn some songs on the guitar. So trying to get that in, but also want to get some exercise in. So
yeah,
trying to get back into it, but I'm just lazy about the exercise, man.
Dude, it's tough, man. I started taking a pre-workout in the morning and, Woo! It gets you ramped up, bro. It's intense, but that's something I got to be careful with too, with like high blood pressure and shit. So I don't want to have a heart attack while I'm fucking bench pressing and shit. But now, you know, I mean, it's fun, man. I it's tough to do it that early, but it's better to do it that early, in my opinion. Because if you go at 5, like the gym I go to, you wouldn't be able to get in anyway. So
early. Yeah, I've thought about going to the gym, but then part of me is like, why don't I just work out at home?
I gave up on that. It's too difficult.
You know, there's a gym at my apartment complex, but I don't know, man. Like,
yeah,
kind of struggling. So with where to start, but you know, we'll see.
Yeah, you know, you'll figure it out.
Well, let's get into it. We've got an announcement for our listeners, which is We're kind of, you know, we've been evolving. We've been trying to test some things out, kind of go through some different things with formatting our topics, you know, just all these different things that we've been going through over the past but year now, right? We've been going for almost a year.
Just about, yep.
So, kind of what we're looking into now is, you know, continuing to work, like still doing our topics that you guys have heard before, but kind of shifting gears a little bit, going to start talking about pop culture, current events, you know, just everyday life things, but kind of taking a lighthearted view on it, very unapologetic, sarcastic at times, just like just shenanigans that are going on all around the world in pop culture, things we like and stuff. So very similar to what we were doing before, but kind of honing in, maybe even being a little more sarcastic or more edgy, maybe riling some folks up, which is okay.
Yeah, I'm good with that. I'm good at that, actually.
Yeah. So, you know, kind of doing that. We're also going to be doing a lot more stuff on TikTok. So we got a couple of TikTok accounts now. There's two different accounts out there. So there's the official MSGD Shenanigans, and then there's Misguided_Shenanigans out there on TikTok. So follow us, kind of see what we're going to post. We're going to start doing some fun, goofy things and having some fun with it. So, you know, saw some pretty cool things that I liked, and, you know, we're going to kind of go from there. So just going to give our listeners an update on where we're headed.
Yeah, no, I think it's good. I think, you know, you and I have talked about it for a while, and I think, you know, there's so many podcasts out there. This is a saturated market. It's a saturated market. I mean, once COVID hit, everybody's fucking at home. So they got nothing else to do. Let's start a podcast. You know, I mean, this is kind of a fun thing, right? For us, it's a, you know, it's our guy time for a good hour, hour and a half. And, for someone I can't see in person, you know,
yeah.
But, yeah, I think it's time to ramp up, man. We've done what we've done for the past 29-ish episodes, maybe 30.
Really?
I don't even know. Yeah. We're getting up there.
Nice.
So, you know, time to spice it up a little bit. I'm okay with a little bit of spice every now and again. So, I think it's going to be different. I think you guys are going to like it. If you don't, fucking tell us. And well, we may change. We may not. We'll have to see.
We may say, we don't care.
There you go.
There
it is. Nah, man, we're just, it's fun. You know, it's fun. Two guys can get on here bantering bullshit. It's a good time, dude.
Yeah.
So what's our first topic for tonight, man?
I want to get us into like some things going on with Disney. Whether it be some things in the comic world and movies in the parks, there's some things happening with Disney that I want to get into. And I'll kick us off with, you know, we talked about last episode, the Moon Knight trailer, right? And Moon Knight coming out, right?
Yes.
So I was reading an article, and this is rumor, but I really hope this happens. So we know they've casted Blade.
Yep.
Really excited about that. We know that Moon Knight's in the works. We've seen the trailers. That's going well. Excited about that.
Yep.
Although I am worried because one of the actors died in a skiing accident right after we recorded that last podcast.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's so tough. I'm hoping that doesn't delay things, but...
he's a young kid, too.
Yeah, yeah, it's very tragic, very sad. It wasn't the main actor, which is, you know, best case scenario because that would kind of disrupt the whole thing. But sad that we lost, you know, a talent like that. So, you know, we'll see where that goes. But then Morbius, he's been casted.
Yep.
Ghost Rider announced.
Yep.
Got Norman Reedus. So he's going to be Ghost Rider and the Johnny Blaze Ghost Rider, not the... other Ghost Rider.
Feige likes Johnny Blaze.
Everybody likes Johnny Blaze.
Right. They haven't officially announced that it's going to be Johnny Blaze yet. But, I mean, I know there's been others. But, I mean, Johnny Blaze is who I grew up with pretty much. So, that's who I would prefer to see.
I think they have, but they haven't. Because I think in Norman Reedus' contract, it says that he's playing Johnny Blaze.
Oh, that could be. That could be.
I think it's, like, announced but not officially, like, type of thing.
Yeah.
And then you've got the Punisher. They've re-signed the guy from The Walking Dead. Yeah. So he's going to be playing Punisher. And so what I'm excited about all these characters, probably like, these are all random comic Marvel characters. Like, what does this mean? it means, you know, the comics take these group of people and make these super teams, right? Like you've got the Avengers, or you've got like DC, you've got the Justice League, right?
Yeah.
You got the Suicide Squad. You've got the Guardians of the Galaxy. Well, this brings about, you know, you've got the Sinister Six for Spider-Man and the Spider-Verse and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all these dark characters bring about the possibility for the Midnight Suns series, which is a very dark and kind of twisted realm of Marvel, which we haven't seen yet. We haven't seen Marvel go super dark just yet. They've kind of touched around it a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, Daredevil was pretty dark, but it wasn't.
Punisher movies were pretty dark. Yeah, and even the series on there.
The series was too. But yeah, I think that'd be a good direction to head in. I mean, they've got to start, you know, stop being fucking scared. You got to stop being fucking scared. You got to bring in, you know, something for us older crowd too. You know, we grew up with the darker shit. You know what I mean? I mean, well, DC's done it. Joker poster right behind me. Like DC's all over it. And the Batman runtime just came out. It's going to be 3 hours long. Anyways, that's off topic. Continue.
Well, I think with Deadpool and what Ryan Reynolds proved is a success, I think it kind of opens that door.
Yeah.
So, you know,
are they going to open it? That's the question.
I'm going to say, you know, okay. So why don't we start something here? Why don't, if we feel like it's BS, we call it shenanigans. But if we think it's going to happen, then we say, yeah, we think it's going to happen. What if we start doing that?
Yeah, right, we'll give it a try.
All right. We'll see if our viewers like it. So with this, do we think it's shenanigans? We think it's just a bunch of rumors and bullshit, or do we actually think this is going to come to fruition?
For now, it's shenanigans because I don't see Disney doing anything that dark.
I don't know, man. Them going with Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, with kind of where they started touching with the Scarlet Witch.
But we
have Morbius as a standalone movie, Venom 8 Carnage, Deadpool. I'm gonna say I'm thinking this is gonna happen.
They fucked up Venom Carnage, whatever the fucking name of that movie was.
Yeah, but that was Sony. God. That was Sony, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's
anyways, okay. Yeah.
I think we're gonna see it. I think we're gonna see it. I'm hopeful. I think everything's lining up for it. So I'm a believer. But you're calling shenanigans.
Yeah, huh? I call shenanigans. I'll believe it when I see it. I can't.
All right.
Yeah, I don't trust Disney enough.
Time will tell. Time will tell.
Yep. And I don't trust Disney enough. And I mean, it, you know, like the theme parks really kind of just go. I'm starting to go down that road too. You know.
How so? Why?
The price hikes that they did, the changes with the season passes, the changes with the fast pass, they're just charging more and more and more and more and more, and you're not getting any more. Now, I know this is kind of leading us into our next topic, the expansion of the parks, but that's just going to lead to more price hikes because, you know, from what I'm hearing, there's not a whole lot of people going right now anyway. But that could be false. I mean, Jody probably knows better than I do. I don't deal with any of that shit, but
so I've been to the parks. We went over the summer, and for at least out here in Disney. Well, and Jody's been to Disney World in Orlando. She went back over the fall,
right?
So the price hikes I'm okay with, and here's why. In this age that we live in with COVID and overcrowding and people cramming as many people on the parks as you can, there's a lot of risk and a lot of unenjoyment by having so many people in the parks. You remember how it was?
Oh, yeah.
You'd have people running over each other with strollers, people pushy. Shoulder to shoulder. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right? It's not the case. There's less lines, less waiting.
Yeah.
It's more open. You can enjoy yourself a little bit. You don't feel like you're having to rush and run to get to the rides to be able to ride everything you want to ride. So it's a little more enjoyable. Okay. And so I'm okay with the price hikes. I hated it at first. I will say that. I hated it at first. But I'm okay with it because Disney's got to make their money to keep things going.
Mm-hmm.
But it's giving you a more enjoyable and a safer experience. Now, this whole genie magic thing they got, shenanigans. 1,000,000%.
Yeah.
Fucking shenanigans.
Yeah.
It's shenanigans. Why would I pay extra per ride, per person, to go and get a time to ride a ride? Like,
right.
$10 to go ride Ratatouille and then $25 to ride like Rise of Resistance. Like, when you start adding that up, you're going to be spending hundreds of dollars using this stupid fast pass thing. Mm-hmm. When to me, that should be included in the price of admission.
Yeah.
He raised the prices.
Yep.
This thing is stupid. I'm calling shenanigans on the genie.
Yeah, no, I agree. And if, you know, if we eventually end up going back to Orlando, which I hope to in the next couple of years, but you're not getting my money.
I'll tell you, instead of going to Orlando, you should come to Disneyland.
That's a better idea.
Will bring us into our next topic. Disneyland announced that they will be expanding for the first time in many, many, many years, the Disneyland and California Adventure Parks out here in California.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean, do you say? Well, that means a whole lot of funness. So Walt always wanted to expand the Disneyland parks, right? It's something he always wanted to do, but he could never acquire the land because the people that owned the surrounding land was jacking up the prices. Somehow Disney has acquired the land they need around the parks, probably because a lot of businesses shut down, a lot of shopping centers because of COVID and stuff, probably primed the market for them to grab the stuff. So instead of expanding Disney World, they're going to continue to redo some of the rides and add like Guardians and all that, all that's in the works, but they're not really expanding Disney World. And Disney World's massive as it is.
Yeah, it's huge.
The plans, I've seen the concepts. It would basically almost double to triple the size of Disneyland and California Adventure as it is today, which means it would be as large as Disney World. If you think about it, if you combined all the Disney World parks into like one location.
Oh, sure.
And the number of rides, Disneyland and California Adventure will probably have more rides and be about that size.
That's interesting.
It is. And from what I'm reading, they're booking this pretty fast. Like in the next 3 to 5 years, they want to be full completion.
Really?
Yes. So that's exciting.
Well, that's going to be, that'll be interesting to see because the price of materials now, so your wood, metal, whatever, has gone through the roof because you can't get it. You can't get it, you know?
Yep.
I mean, you just can't get it. Can't get it. And so it's expensive. I mean, we went, you know, just for like shits and giggles, we went out kind of looking at different houses and stuff. You know, there's a couple new neighborhoods being built over here that look really good. And you would have to be under contract now to be into a house in the next year or two.
Yeah.
Because that's how bad the materials are backing up. Now I get it. It's Disney. And I'm sure they can pay, which is great. It's great. But
well,
it'll be interesting to see if they can pull that off.
Well, but you say materials for the housing market, because that's the industry I work in.
Yeah.
Yes, 100%. You're absolutely correct. However, a lot of businesses have empty buildings, right? You're not seeing a lot of construction for offices and, you know, corporations. They're not building buildings right now because too many people are working from home.
Yeah.
There's a lot of uncertainty with COVID. So
point.
I wonder if those materials may be cheaper than like housing materials because people are staying at home. They want to be comfortable at home. People are buying houses, but like I'm working remote. I need an office. You know, they're adding additions. They're remodeling. But when it comes to businesses, I don't see a whole lot of businesses opening up and building like brand new giant skyscrapers and stuff. You know?
That's a good point. I didn't even think about that. That's a really good point. I don't know.
So the other thing is right now, downtown Disney in California, it's very, very small.
Mm.
They're going to expand it to be, I think it's going to be like 2 or 3 times its size currently, which would bring it up to being very similar to Disney Springs. And they're going to bring in a lot more restaurants, a lot more stores, a lot more nightlife and things. They've already like revamped and added a trading post for Star Wars, which is amazing. Love that new store. I missed having that here because we had one in Florida.
Yeah, we did.
Got one. Love it. Even got a picture of me and the kids on Boba Fett's chair that sits right outside of it. So
yes, the one that he's using in the show.
Yeah, the throne. Yep. Yeah. Except it says Boba Fett on it. Yes. So
yes.
So excited for, because we'll go to downtown Disney just to grab a bite to eat, see friends and hang out and people watch, man. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Because it's 20 minutes from the house. So we'll do that instead of going to the parks. Now, the parks expansion is what's very intriguing and fun for me.
Why is that?
They have some concepts. So the concepts that we're looking to add to Disneyland and California Adventure is a Frozen section to add like the Frozen ride.
Okay.
They're going to add Tangled themed area from Tokyo. They've got a concept for Neverland that they did in they created for Tokyo that could be coming.
That'd be good.
Right?
That's what I wish was it was in Orlando. Because, I mean, the Peter Pan ride was great, but I wanted to see
Peter Pan ride in Disneyland better.
Really?
Better.
Son of a bitch.
Pirates of the Caribbean, better.
No.
Haunted Mansion, better. They're different. They're not the same ride.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
And then we still have Pinocchio. We still have Alice in Wonderland. They revamped 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea into Finding Nemo. It's closed right now, but I'm sure eventually it'll open. Nice. So excited about that. And then bringing a Toy Story Land in.
Mm-hmm.
Love the Slinky Dog coaster. So I'd love to have a Toy Story Land. I think that'd be fun.
Yep.
The Tron roller coaster that was big in Tokyo. They're building one in Disney World in Orlando right now.
Yeah, it was under construction while we were still there.
Yep. It's going to, I think, open this year.
Yep.
And so they're talking about bringing that in.
Nice.
Which would be an amazing ride to have. They've got concepts to do a Zootopia land.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That'd be fun too, right? So yeah,
that movie.
I mean, those are some major expansions right there.
Yep.
And then we'd still leave land and stuff left over to do some more later on.
Yeah. Dude, that's awesome. That's awesome. Maybe it'll be a good thing. You know, I hope so.
They're also talking about redoing like the monorail system, adding some more like hotels and things as well. So, which I think would be a lot of fun. But, you know,
speaking of hotels, they're going to add the Star Cruiser because apparently that's tanking like a son of a bitch.
No, they're not going to be doing the cruiser at all. From my understanding, apparently that's doing so bad. I don't know if that'll stay around.
I mean, you're talking $6,000.
Yeah, and they're just not keeping enough people in there. I mean, that shenanigans right there. The cost,
boom.
Like it's not all inclusive. Like my understanding when it first came out was it was going to be all inclusive. It'll be like a cruise ship.
Yeah,
like except for alcohol, but you'd have your meals covered. You have certain excursions. You get to ride all the Star Wars rides.
Right.
You don't. You have different levels that you have to pay to get some of those things.
Nope.
Shenanigans, man. I'm not going to pay $6,000. And then you tell me I have to pay another $1,500 per person to get everything I want out of it. Like,
no, I'm a Star Wars fanatic. I'm a fanatic.
Yep.
In Orlando, every time we went down, first place we went, Hollywood Studios, Galaxy's Edge.
Yep.
That's it. Hands down, first place we went. That was it. That was where we went first every time, just because I loved it. Built the droid, didn't do the lightsaber because we could never get in there. But like, I mean, dude, it's amazing. But yeah, the Star Cruiser when it came out looked exciting. In fact, we talked about it on our May the 4th episode.
Yep, we did.
Jesse, and you know, because he was real excited about it too. But I think he's the one that said that it was, you know, just it's tanking.
Oh yeah, he was telling me on one of the days like they had 150 people booked for it for like one of the weeks. That's it, like 150 people. That's it. So they can't get enough people into it. So
no, because
I don't know, man,
making $300,000 a year to fucking go.
I think they're going to wind up
a fucking loan just to pay for it. I'd have to take out a loan. That's not even gas money. That's a 10-hour drive, 12-hour drive from here. Shit.
Fucking
Dollywood. It's an hour and a half away.
No, it's not. Dollywood's closed, man. They're no longer there.
Dollywood?
Oh, no, not Dollywood. I'm thinking of Ghost.
Bro, they're open.
I'm thinking about the other one. The Ghost Mountain or Ghost whatever. It closed right before COVID. It never reopened.
Oh, I don't know. No, we got
Ghost Valley.
Oh, okay. No, up here in Tennessee is Dollywood, Dolly Parton's theme park.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry, my bad.
No.
My bad.
So that's, you know, I might do that. We might do that this year. I don't know, like spring, summer, fall-ish, somewhere in there. I don't know. We might do something like that. But I'm ready for it to warm up. It's been fucking cold here, dude.
We're going to do some Knott's Berry Farm action on our way. Yeah.
Nice.
Get into that. So. But yeah. Yeah, I'll show if our viewers are on TikTok, or not TikTok, YouTube. This is the existing park. These are the expansions, and it's across the street.
What website is that on? Where'd you find that?
You can find it on a few different websites, some of the news sites, and a few other things. This one's on InsideTheMagic.net, but it was like announced, like it's all over the place. You can find it if you search like Disneyland expansion.
Oh, there you go. Yep. So all our Disney fans, go check it out. The show.
Yep. Now I call shenanigans on Disneyland following through with all these concepts because we know they're going to change. Like we probably won't wind up with half of this because they'll decide to do something different based on what's going on. But the fact that they're going to expand and add some things, I think Toy Story Land will definitely happen. Tron will probably definitely happen. The other ones, we'll see. I hope Zootopia happens. The other ones, I'm kind of hit or miss, but I really want Zootopia. I think that'd be cool.
Well, I was kind of hoping they would get the rights to Spider-Man because I'd like to see a Spider-Man part of the park.
Well, we got that. Avengers Campus. We have our own Spider-Man ride.
Oh, you do have the Avengers Campus, don't you?
Yeah. But I hate the Spider-Man ride, man.
Didn't even know there was one.
It's, you get in a similar cart to like Toy Story Mania.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a game that you play. And you sit there and you go like this, trying to web sling things.
Nah.
The coolest part about the ride is the outside where Spider-Man's like doing tricks and stuff. And sometimes it's a dummy and sometimes it's a real person doing stunts where they sling and fly in the air over the building.
Oh, sweet.
Okay. And then you have a meet and greet with Spider-Man. That's the coolest part. Like the ride, I'm like, I rode it once. I never really want to ride it again.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Doesn't interest me then. Son of a bitch.
Now, Guardians of the Galaxy versus Tower of Terror. Love Guardians. That is an amazing ride. I don't know why people are protesting getting rid of Tower of Terror. Way better ride. Way better ride.
Wait, which one's better? Guardians or Tower of Terror?
Guardians.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. And I was one of those people that was like, why would they change it? I don't know if I'm okay with that. After riding it, nah, man.
You're good with it?
It's better.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't speak to that. I haven't been out there. Hopefully someday.
Yep, yep. But, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So, I think that's all we got to talk about with Disney. I think let's get into our final topic here.
Yeah, let's do it, man.
You know, it's a time of year. You know, it's winter-ish.
It is winter. It's
football's in the air. Playoff season is here.
Yeah, it is.
Let's talk about some Super Bowl projections here.
Yep.
Got four teams left. You got the Rams versus the 49ers for the NFC. You've got Cincinnati against
Bengals.
Yeah, but who they play? Oh, the Chiefs.
Chiefs, yeah, sorry. Cincinnati Bengals.
Playing for the AFC. Like,
yeah.
What you thinking? Who you got?
Bengals, Rams, all the way.
Bengals, Rams?
Yep. All the way.
I think I want to see a Chiefs-Rams rematch, but with the Rams winning this time.
I don't want to see Kansas City back there. I want to see a totally different Super Bowl this year.
Now that
my boy Stafford knocked Brady out, I don't.
Oh, yeah, that was sweet. Yeah, that was sweet. The comeback that ended in a failure. Love it.
Yep.
Love it.
Well, the comeback that ended in a comeback. I mean, Stafford showed.
Oh, yeah.
But he showed in Detroit.
He did.
He's a comeback kid, man. I mean, yep. And obviously he's not going to win every game, but I mean, this, if there's any year that they're going to do, it's going to be this year.
Yeah, I agree. Rebel,
you know, what is it? Akers is a running back, I think. Stafford, a quarterback. Defense is stacked with Aaron Donald and
Ramsey.
Yep. So,
and then you got Odell Beckham Jr.
Yep.
In your receiving core.
Yeah, OBJ's there. Yeah, man.
Yep. And he's doing well in LA. Like, he's happy. He's getting along, doing what he needs to do, taking care of business.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
I like the Rams. I like the Rams.
I like the Rams. And I want to see the Bengals. I don't know that they're going to do it, but I want to see the Bengals. You know,
the only reason I don't is I don't like Joe Burrow. I think he's cocky, man. He's arrogant.
He's a good fucking quarterback. Why not? All the good.
He hasn't won anything yet. He hasn't proven it. Like, he won a playoff game, right? Two. Is he won one or two? I don't know.
Well, two now.
Okay. He's won, but like, give him a few years and then you have the right to be cocky.
Stafford's only won two.
Yeah, but he's not cocky.
One in Detroit and two in LA with the Rams.
Who does?
Oh, I guess he's not. He really isn't cocky. No, that's my guy. Stafford's my guy, man. I want to see him win.
Yeah, but he's not cocky. Like, Mahomes, not cocky. I don't like cocky quarterbacks. Like, you know, Cam Newton, Tom Brady, I think, is an arrogant ass. Don't like him.
Brady's got seven rings. He can be as arrogant as he fucking wants.
True. True. He at least has right. But to me, Burrow's acting like he's got seven rings with nothing. But just two playoff wins. I don't like it. I don't like it, man.
I don't even think it's cocky. I think it's confidence. I mean, he's played a hell of a game of football for the past 2 years. He's been in the league 2 years. He's,
yeah, he has. Well, but the first year he was injured half the season.
That's true.
Like, come on, man. You didn't even play half of your first season. Like, come on.
Yeah, that's true too. But still, he's had a hell of a season.
And yes.
I would like to see the Bengals go. I mean, the last time I saw the Bengals, this is really going to show my fucking age, but Boomer Esiason was a quarterback. Okay. That was like fucking 1989. Or some shit. 89,
yeah,
whatever it was. So, but yeah, I don't know. I think it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a good weekend.
You know what I'm excited about for the Super Bowl? Mm-mm. All right. So, number one, I want to see the Rams win and go because I hate the fucking 49ers. I hate Kyle Shanahan.
Yep.
He screwed Atlanta out of a Super Bowl because against the Patriots, you run the ball twice, kick a field goal. They don't have enough time to come back. Instead, he's trying to throw it in the air and calling plays he shouldn't.
Yep.
Cost us a Super Bowl. So I never want to see him win a Super Bowl. Sorry. Sorry, San Francisco fans. I get it. Don't want to see it. I just don't.
Yeah.
Just like I don't want to see Brady ever win another one. So I was happy Tampa lost and the way they lost.
He's done. I think he's going to retire. Anyway, different topic.
No, he's going to come back and he's going to keep coming back until like somebody tells him he can't come back because it's just who Brady is. He's going to keep trying to prove himself.
I think so. I'm going to call it now. He's going to retire.
I call shenanigans on that, but we'll see. We'll see. You may be right. You may be right. I may be eating crow.
We'll see.
But LA to have the Rams play at home in SoFi Stadium, Super Bowls in LA, and then the halftime show. I'm kind of excited for this halftime show.
Oh boy.
Have you heard about it?
No, I don't know who it is.
Who do you think it would be?
I have no idea. If I had to guess, it'd be like fucking Miley Cyrus and fucking some other pop bullshit. I don't know.
Maybe think a little bit more edgier, a little less pop.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not even going to waste the listeners' time by trying to guess.
All right. So there's five people that's been announced. The first one, Kendrick Lamar. He's popular, rap artist. Kind of get that, whatever. That's not who I'm excited about.
All right.
The other four. Dr. Dre.
Mm-hmm.
Snoop Dogg. Mary J. Blige. Eminem.
No way.
Yes.
That's bullshit.
Way.
Is that true?
It is. Announced.
What?
So you got an LA squad playing. Or not playing, but performing halftime at the Super Bowl.
Well, Eminem's Detroit, so let's not.
No, but he worked with like Dre and Snoop on a lot of things. So like, you know,
he's from the D, baby.
He is. He's from Detroit, but just like the LA squad with like Snoop, Mary J. Blige, Dr. Dre. You got Kendrick Lamar in there. You got Eminem. Like, dude,
that's pretty dope. I'm not gonna
lie. Isn't it?
I was, yeah, because you wouldn't tell me before the podcast, and I was that made me nervous that my reaction was gonna be really over the top crazy.
You're like, what is it? Rap? But like this rap, I'm okay with. Like, I think this is gonna be good.
I am perfectly fine with that because that's the shit I grew up with.
Yes, yes. That's, you know, my favorite Super Bowls were performances were like Foo Fighters, Prince, Tom Petty, like. But to me, like this kind of falls in line with that. Like. With the Michael Jackson. I didn't like Beyonce. I didn't like Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears. I didn't like any of those. I thought they were horrible. I didn't like, who's the one guy that recorded the whole thing and wouldn't even perform live? Like, was it last year? I don't know. I don't like any of those.
The guy, he was walking through all the mirrors and all that weird shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
the fuck that was.
Now.
Or do I care? Fucking terrible.
If they don't do this, I'm going to be very disappointed. But I would love to see all five of them in like a old 1970s car convertible bouncing as it's like driving on the turf up to the stage. Like, dude,
yes.
Please do that. Well, not that they're listening, but man, I would love to see that happening.
Sweet.
Wouldn't it? Sweet.
Yes. Totally agree with that. No, that's cool. I'm excited about that. That's good. And if the Super Bowl can be just as good, I'll be happy.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be happy. Yep. I think it's going to be good either way. These four teams that are playing are really good.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, three of the teams are good. I think the 49ers is, I think that's a sham waiting to implode. Garoppolo's injury prone. So I think the other three teams, as much as I gave Joe Burrow's crap, like, I think they're a much better team than the 49ers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, any of the three will beat the Niners in the Super Bowl, hands down, if they make it.
Yeah, so.
I mean, I think Aaron Rodgers was destined to lose, but we won't take this any farther into sports.
No. We'll end it on a happy note. Rams won. They're headed in the NFC Championship. We want to see an all-LA Super Bowl with maybe a new team or maybe the Chiefs, either way, you know. But, man, if the Rams make it with that halftime show,
dude,
I'm excited, man.
That would be sweet. That would be sweet. So, all right. I think that's it. I can tell you my energy level was a little low tonight, folks, and I apologize for that. I am beat down. Next week, I promise you, I'll be back to normal, get a couple good nights sleep. I'll be my normal crazy motherfucking self.
Sounds good, man.
Promise.
We'll make sure that y'all follow us on TikTok now, either the official MSGD shenanigans or misguided _ shenanigans.
Yep.
Follow us on YouTube at misguided shenanigans, Instagram at misguided shenanigans,
Twitter.
Email us, Twitter at misguided shenanigans, Facebook at misguided shenanigans, email us at misguided shenanigans at outlook.com.
Yeah.
Tell us what you think of this new format, how we're doing, what you want to hear, what you want to see. And follow us for some shenanigans on TikTok, man. We're going to be doing some goofy, dumb things that everybody else does, but adding a little bit of flair to it.
Oh, yeah. If you guys go on there, I posted my sledding adventure the other day on TikTok. It's kind of funny. You should watch it. Maybe some more this weekend, apparently. Fucking
high. Ah, with some more snow.
High Lake 16 on Saturday, baby. Let's go.
You, for your next video, you should do some ice skating.
No.
Come on, big old man on ice skates. I want to see it.
Nope. It's funny enough for me to be trying to fit in a kid's sled. So we're going to stick to that.
All right, listeners, get into some shenanigans. We'll talk to you next week and keep it spicy.
Spicy. Later on. All right.